Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
I'm fucking sick of you, Moses. I swear to God, bro. Swear to God. Light your bullshit back, Wood. I need your energy right. I'm not worried about Dave. I know how Dave give it up. I'm worried about your energy, man. Sick of your shit, bro. You good over there? I got this shit going. I got this shit going. You said when I hit the fucking record, you here, bro. What's up?
We here?
We here. What's up?
What's up?
You ready?
Play your shit.
Play my shit? Oh, shit. Where my shit at? Here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
G-Man. We in here. We could get the drama popping. We don't care. It's going down. Cause I'm around. 50 Cent. You know how I get down.
What up, blood? What up, cuz?
What up, blood?
What up,
gangsta? What up, blood?
Hey!
What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up?
I gotta get my energy right in this motherfucker.
I walk around like I got an S on my chest. Now that's a semi-auto. In the vest on my chest, I try not to say nothing. The DA might want playing court. But I hunt a duck nigga down like it's a sport. Front on me, I cut your gun, butt your buck. Do you get money? I can't get none with you. Then fuck you. I'm not the type to get knocked for DWI. I'm the type to kill you, connect when the coke price rise. Gangsters, they bump my shit. Them, they know me. I grew up around some niggas that's not my homies. 100 G's, I stash it. The Mac, I blast it. These come, we dump the diesel and battery acid. This flow's been mastered. The ice, I flash it. Chooks me, I had your mama picking out your casket. Bastard, I'm on the next level. Right link, forget bezel.
This energy was different when this was out, boy.
Hotter than the kettle blood.
What?
What? What up, cuz?
What?
What up, blood? What? What up,
gangsta?
What up, blood? What? What up, cuz? What up, blood?
This shit is different when this is out, Moses.
We don't play that. We don't play that. We don't play that.
Dirty water.
We don't play that.
I sit back, twist the best bud, burning wonder when gangsters bump my shit.
Right.
Can they hear my hunger? When the fifth kick duck quick, it sound like thunder. In December, I make the block feel like summer. The rap critics say I can rhyme. The fiends say my dope is a nine.
My nigga Moses, what's up? What's up, my nigga Dave and his bitch? Yes. Yes. Get my shit right. Yo, so this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses?
Yep.
This is episode 121 out this bitch. We back, bitch. We back around this motherfucker. We not stopping. We giving this shit out every week. Stop playing with us. Rest in peace, Daytoria. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Marco. What's up, Dave? You got one for us?
Nope.
Oh, shit. All right. All right, shit. Uncle Mark, rest in peace. All that shit, man. We here in this bitch. Thank you for listening to us. We here in North Carolina. This is what the fuck we do. Let's see. What I had on this mic. I'm ready to get this shit. Fuck cancer.
Already.
Happy New Year. New Year, new me. New money.
Whole new year.
Say what?
Whole new year.
New year, new me. New money, new opportunities. How was your holidays, man?
It was good, man.
Celebrate Christmas, all that?
Yeah. It was good, Chris.
That's what I'm talking about, Mo. So you're pissing me off, bro. I don't like your fucking energy, man.
I mean, because Chris is just,
What you mean? I thought you loved Christmas.
Yeah, until you go all out, you be like, man, I ain't gonna do that much. And then you end up be like, God damn, I gotta get this shit.
How much you spent? I know you, nigga. You got money.
I ain't spent too much. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Just a little change.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Little change.
I don't celebrate Christmas. I ain't buy shit.
It was still good, man. I love, like, celebration, family get together to eat, you know what I'm saying? Food. It was some different food this time. So. I love that. They're the same holiday food. Like, I think it's even switch up. Don't keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't celebrate Christmas, bro. I ain't buy shit. I chill. Everybody's fucking sick anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to be around nobody, to be honest. New Year came. I didn't do shit. No, I'm lying. We cooked. We cooked on the grill.
Yeah.
Brother came down, night deal shit. Cooked on the grill, a little lamb, you know what I'm saying? A little red snapper and shit. And that was
red
my New Year.
Red snapper.
Yeah, that was my New Year, man. Ain't do nothing. I was like, I'm not trying to be around nobody. I got these kids. I don't want nobody around them. Coming up with different fucking, different strands of fucking COVID now, like every fucking month. Everybody's fucking sick. Everybody not telling everybody they sick. Dirty ass motherfuckers out here, man. Fucking sad, yo. It's fucking sad. Nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares. And I noticed Taco Bell got wings now, man.
I heard.
Taco Bell, wings.
Somebody said it was fire. It's good. I'm like, what?
Thing about Lex, man, I'm not eating no fucking wings from no goddamn. I don't even eat Taco Bell.
I'm just saying, it's just a quick little stop. You get Taco Bell, I don't want no fucking taco. Let me get the wings. This,
I think they said something like it got like the Cajun seasoning or some shit. I mean, like.
Niggas probably tearing it up.
They are tearing it up. I see these motherfuckers all online. Because
it might be air fried wings or something.
You think Taco Bell is making.
They're making special air fried wings.
Taco Bell's making air fried wings.
It's coming through. Yeah, let me get them air fried. Extra crispy. Sir, we can't do extra crispy. Nah, I want it. Put a little honey sauce on there.
So there's a wing shortage and them niggas managed to get
wings. Got wings, right? Get the fuck out of here. What the
fried,
fuck?
Fried pigeons.
Yeah. Wing shortage and magically Taco Bell.
Serving fried pigeons on the stick.
Taco Bell out here with red cardinals is serving it to the public and saying, yo, this is good. Come real. Through. Don't even get a taco no more.
It's real chicken.
Don't get a burrito. Don't get a quesadilla. None of that shit. Come they get found, some wings, nigga.
They found the chickens.
They found it. They found it.
They found some more chickens. And they good now.
They stole them. They just keeping them all right now for this, this moment.
I hate Dave. Oh, man. Yo, Taco Bell, I'm never getting your wings, man.
Taco Bell robbing the controllers. Give up the chicken.
I'm never getting wings for fucking Taco Bell. Ever. Fucking, my man AB, Antonio Brown, do what the fuck he want out here.
Antonio Brown.
I like what he does.
What are you doing?
You didn't see the altercation where this motherfucker walked off the field, took his jersey off. As his coach told him he was done. He took his jersey off, walked off the field third quarter. Said, fuck y'all. that's what I got from it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all. All right, cool. Yeah, take your shit too. I don't want this. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so apparently though, after, you know, everybody slandered her, so I kept my mouth closed. I ain't say nothing. I just wanted to see what was going on first.
A lot of people say he's mentally got problems and this and that. Could be CTE. You know, a lot of that shit is going on with the football players. And even if that is true, leave that man the fuck alone.
He take off his jersey, he got mental problems.
Right. Okay. Now he's a problem. He's an issue. He's an asshole.
Niggas head button and doing cheap shots. Nothing wrong with him.
One of the best fucking receivers in the league. But he says that coach trying to make him play would have injured. He has an injury, so he said coach was still trying to make him play. And he was like, dog, I've been telling you this for the past, it's been an ongoing injury, and I can't move the way I like to move.
Mm-hmm.
And coach was like, nah, fuck you. So there's a lot of fuck yous going on, you know what I'm saying, on the Tampa Bay sideline and shit.
I need my money. Go do your fucking job.
Leave Antonio Brown alone, man. That motherfucker's chilling. Yo, then he was at the next game this very same day. Chilling, watching the Nets play. KD on the floor. I like it. That's why I like it. I like that shit. I like that shit. Fuck y'all.
That's what he said. He said, I need my fucking money.
He wasn't, I don't even think he was thinking about no money, though. That nigga was like, I'm hurt.
I'm talking about the coach.
Oh.
I'm not talking about that.
Possible. I don't know. I guess he was just trying to get the win. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Nah, he told him, I'm a pimp. You the hoe. Get on the line.
Get on the line.
Get on the stroke.
That's fucked up.
So I'm not doing this no more.
That's fucked up.
Nah, just fuck it.
That's fucked up. Hey, I see Griselda. I see Griselda in WWE. I see, listen, where your mask at, man?
Huh?
Don't come in here with this shit, man. I done told you it's already different variants every fucking day. Here you go.
I'm calling because this is weed.
Nah, okay. You're I hope stupid. That's the reason.
Get out of here.
Put your mask on, man.
Okay.
Griselda and WWE are beefing. Your boy Westside Gunn.
Who? Huh? What's that gonna be for who?
The WWE, the organization, niggas. The whole fucking organization, niggas.
Why? He got his own shit, right? Oh, he trying to collab with him.
Well, they saying that there was some copyrights going on with videos from West Side Gun that he was posting on YouTube, and WWE said, no, we not having that shit. Y'all need to take that shit off. After he done got into one of the announcers not too long ago, too.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. And I mean, it's crazy because.
What did he do to him?
They just got into a back and forth. Man, you know what's up. He ain't trying to beat nobody up, man. That nigga trying to stay free.
Nah, I know.
But, so it said copyrights infringement. They took the videos down. It was like 4 videos West Side Gun had up. Mm-hmm. And. They took them off YouTube, said, nah, we ain't fucking with that. After these guys are big WWE fans, like they support the organization heavily. We hear it in their music. We see them go to the wrestling matches, all of that shit. So it kind of like, I don't understand. I'm like, damn, that's free promotion. Like, why y'all fucking with them? They like y'all.
This might go in different ways because of a business sense. You know what I'm saying? A business. If they don't want to fuck with him, okay, then, you know, honestly, he can do his own shit. I feel like he should come out with his own shit if he can. I support it. So, but.
Yeah, I think they have a problem with the samples that's on the records.
Right.
And putting them on YouTube or some shit like that. I guess they want in on that monetized. The monetization that he got.
Because he got a lot of stuff. I think that's
probably what it is. But
damn, they've been using this shit for years, though. Like, at this point, because, I mean, Griselda's pretty much stamped in the game. And it's like, y'all just now coming for them?
They just now got it, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because especially when they see how much money, they don't have no problem until you make a lot of money off of it, I feel like. Somebody was like, yo, that's a nice part. You know what I'm saying? Part of the corporation dude see the Griselda shirt. Like, yo, that's a nice shirt.
Everything is with permission. You got to, if it ain't yours, you got to use, you know what I mean? You got to ask for permission. So,
I always thought that's why they did the art on it a little different. You know what I mean?
Nah, they not mad at that. They mad at the samples of the, you know, the little, little samples on the songs.
In the music.
In the music. But they put hard. Like, everybody been using other samples for how long? The thing is, if Rock and Roll Country used your sample, would you get mad?
They got to pay you, regardless. Mm-hmm. You
know what I mean? But would they get mad? I know they got to pay.
They gonna come. I mean, they gonna come for that shit too. I'm sure they gonna come for that check regardless. You know what I mean? They might be able to work it out.
I'm sitting here saying,
they might gotta cut a check though.
I'm sitting here saying, it's good promotion for WWE, but shit, they so big, they don't need no promotion. You know what I mean?
But you know, like
they don't need Griselda.
You know, like someone mess with them. I feel like if I don't know, I guess so. It's different.
I was gonna say,
I think it's trash. Some of the wrestlers, like, you should feel like, you know, he should put some of that shit on there, but I don't know.
I think it's trash, man. Leave them niggas alone, man. Especially they big fans like that. It's like, yo, like, we support. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get mad at the support, man.
Give you encouragement to do your own, make your own shit. Do you want that? You want that competition like that?
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Work it out.
Trash, man.
Work it out.
Garbage. I see Young Dolph's murder suspect plans on turning himself in because they out here looking for him. They got a suspect. He said, I'm turning myself in on Monday. We record on Sunday, so we'll see by then. Like, how you get online? Like, yo, I'll just turn myself in on Monday. Yo, nigga.
Yeah.
You better all just stay running, nigga. Fuck it. He says he's innocent, too. He say he has a way of claiming his innocence. He ain't do that shit.
Oh, yeah, a friend. Okay.
What he said.
Okay.
But they on his ass. they on his ass, goddamn.
Shit. He's trying to kill me.
Oh, man. Gunna's album. Gunna got a new album. Moses, that's your boy. Gunna.
Maybe have some little tracks on there.
Shit is trash, man.
Some little viable tracks.
Nah, that shit is trash, bro. Sorry.
Not all of it.
Not all of it.
Not all of it.
A good 65% of it. Same shit, same beats, same cadence.
Like I tell you, some artists,
that's why I be liking Lil Baby, man.
Some artists, I don't know, they trying to be funny. I feel like they cater to everybody. So you just like, I don't know. For you, you be wanting certain beats from Gunna or certain songs, right?
Yeah.
But Gunna gotta make songs for everybody. You see what I'm saying? That's the motivation.
No, he don't. No, the fuck motivation. He does
you
not.
Get more money. Not, you want more people more, to like your shit.
True, but that's just because you want
to. One song can change. It's always one song can change a person's mind.
True, but at the same time, man, stick to what you know, man.
He ain't doing that. That's what he doing.
Yeah, you're right, because it sounds the same.
It's just a different.
But he'll have them certain beats where he ride differently, and I'll be like, okay, this is it. Like, this is the Gunna I like.
And then it's on features too. If it's on features, you can't always expect to be like, oh, it's the same. Yeah. You can't always be like Lil Baby and Gunna. Yeah, it's good. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
but once upon a time, niggas was going to try to say that Gunna. 42
Doug. What's his name?
42. I like 42 Doug. You don't like 42?
It's 42. It's 42. That's what they want you to say.
Oh, they want me to say 42.
Yeah.
I like 42 Doug.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they always want you to compare his rhymes. Look, you know what I'm saying? After he did one hit, like, he always switch up, I feel like.
But once upon a time, a lot of people were trying to say that Gunna was going to outshine Lil Baby. And that's clearly not the case now.
That's different than everybody's eyes, though.
That's why I like Lil Baby. Lil Baby be rapping. Like, he be rapping. Gunna just be, okay, my nigga.
You like it, though. Do the same thing as
nigga,
your boy.
You used to, you fucked with him. Stop fronting.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you,
What's the boy name?
Yeah.
I fucked with Gunna. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, but this album, no. that's what I'm saying.
He always his boy.
Ooh. Hey, Boogie?
Yeah. He does the same.
No. I'm not gonna let you play my man A Boogie like that.
Hey, the 9 and 9.
Yeah, that shit hard.
Let's go. 45 in the drum.
That shit hard. And the beat.
It's singing, my nigga. It's
the melodic. I like that shit. Okay. I don't like it from Gunna.
It's the same thing though.
It's not the same. Maybe it's the voice. Maybe so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the same way I like Lil Durk. The same way I like Lil Durk when he get melodic and shit. Gunna sound like Future and Thugger mixed. And it ain't good. Because they great.
Future do the same thing too. Like, not every hit is hot on Future.
I agree with that. Yeah, I like but I like Future's voice on shit. Shut the fuck up.
What's really
Yo, fuck you, nigga.
I was trying to figure out.
I swear to God,
trying to figure out what's the pause for. You know?
Yeah, niggas is weird.
I was trying to figure out. Never mind.
We gotta get the cameras, man. We gotta get the fucking cameras.
Dave's late on that one. He was late. I was. We need cameras, man. That was a goddamn Charlotte and shit. Like, what? What are you saying? I don't forgot what the fuck we talking about.
Gunna's album is not good to me, and that's it. That's what I was saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's cool. He got a couple joints on there I like, but most of it, nah.
This nigga's crazy over here.
Why I gotta be crazy, nigga?
Nah, you ain't got no sense.
What you mean? So you don't like certain voices on shit? Like, was that what you're saying?
Nah, some shit is hot. Artist is the artist, bro.
True.
Everybody can't be the fucking same. That shit. It's whack. Who the fuck gonna be the same? Everybody can be Migos. That's why some niggas don't last. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lil Baby was something different from that. Because everybody kept. If you from QC ain't trying to be funny, it was comparing you to Migos. So when Lil Baby came out, it was like a little fresh shit. Like, okay, they rap different. Something different. Because sometimes you forget. I forget he from QC. I ain't gonna lie.
Who Gunna?
No, Lil Baby.
Oh, Lil Baby, yeah.
Gunna is with Thugger. It's pink.
What the?
Dicks outside. That's what they do.
What the?
Glitter. You know what I'm saying?
He like to shine.
Slime.
He like to shine. Slime. Let the nigga shine.
You know, snakes.
He can't shine out here?
Making money, though. Boys, you know what I'm saying? They making money. Boys are key.
What'd you feel about the line he had at Freddie Gibbs?
Well, they were key. Well, Thugger key.
You think about the line you had for Freddie Gibbs, man. They can't fuck with Freddie Gibbs. He out here telling fibs.
Why? Freddie Gibbs is a trill dude. I don't care how he got beat up. I mean, I don't care what happened.
I don't care.
Freddie, you know what I'm saying? The rabbit. Mm-hmm. Still got it, baby. It's the rabbit.
A nigga Gunna say, yo, when the album drop, you know what I'm saying? This is going to boost Freddie's career.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what he said, Dave. That's what I read. I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
Yeah, he tried it. he tried to gas that shit.
When my album drop, yo, Freddie Gibbs' career is out of here. Wait, like, what?
Wait till my shit drop.
Wait, one line ain't say shit. But whatever. They like it out here, man. You like it, I love it. Thanks. Ain't that some hating that shit to say? If you like it, I love it.
Freddy's funny, man.
Oh, man. Old Freddy.
He a thug, man.
Yes. I don't know the man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just hear things. And it was like, I don't know, Freddy. And I'll Damn, I like Freddie too. Let me not talk shit about
Freddie. Freddie cool, man. No matter what happens, he's cool.
You said what?
No.
No matter what happened to Freddie. Yo, Freddie. Yo, Freddie.
Hey, Fred dog.
Yo, Freddie. Rabbit. What's going on? What's going on, huh?
Oh, my God.
Freddie's crazy, man. Burning niggas assholes, that's what he said.
That nigga Freddie said. What? What?
Kerosene.
They said Freddie got a little altercation with, well, this is what Academics said, with Jim Jones. And now Freddie I'm just talking all
academics,
crazy.
Academics,
Freddie talking crazy, saying, yo, I got back to back shit.
He is, I don't care.
What you say,
Academics?
I didn't hear you. What you say?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You don't fuck with Academics?
I fuck with him. He's still a little bitch.
Why he got? What he do
yeah,
to you?
He own it though.
What he do
he
to
cool.
you?
I fuck with him. Nah.
What the fuck is this?
Yo,
nigga
be punking
to
out.
Yo, man. Dave, what the fuck is this nigga yo, talking about?
Yo, Soulja Boy called him fat. Yeah, I be like, I feel like it too.
Oh man,
is that your fat ass? No, I'm joking.
I ain't fucking with you. Yeah, Freddie said he got back to back shows in New York. Show you how to out. Show you how to sell out.
Okay.
In your city.
Who is he talking to?
I don't know who he talking to. I feel like he talking to Jim Jones. According.
Why
to
would he talk to Jim Jones like that? It, nothing happened with them, right?
I mean, according to Academics, it is. I don't know.
What the Academics saying?
He said he got lumped up a little bit. Freddie did. What he said.
I seen him. He wasn't lumped up. I ain't seen no scars.
I didn't either.
Not saying something might have happened, but.
But what other reason why this nigga gonna sit here and talk shit about New York and saying I got back to back shows, honestly? Like, and why are you even bringing that energy to yourself? I don't understand that part.
Yo, Jim, about that life, man. Stop fucking with you.
That's what you I'm saying. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Jim set the trends.
Dang.
You know what I mean?
So I just don't like the energy he's trying to push out and saying, I'm going to sell out back-to-back New York. I'll be there. Blah, J, blah. All right, cool. But it's like, Jim don't got to do shit.
Jim, yeah,
none
right.
of the rappers had to do anything.
Yeah.
The way shit
is, time.
The way shit is set up, man, listen. It could be a Joe Schmo in New York and not liking what the fuck you saying. Don't talk about my city like that.
That's not playing with people. Man.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't got. It could be anybody. Because niggas is crazy. Out here. We're in a different world now, nigga. It's crazy out here. Don't nobody give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how gangster you is. You can still be touched. Let's just be clear. Anybody can be fucking touched.
Yeah. That's the thing. But everybody got teams. You know what I mean? Some niggas' teams don't listen very good.
Right. So.
Yo, leave him alone. Yeah, leave him alone.
He just need to relax. He just need to relax, man. Don't do New York like that.
We'll see how it go.
Yeah, I'm definitely sitting back and watching.
You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to give New York a good show. There's nothing wrong with that. Jim ain't worried about that. Getting money.
Right. Well, Jim not going to say nothing no way, even if it, no. You know what I mean?
He don't care.
Nah, it's just, I ain't going to say he don't care.
He don't care about the rabbit.
I just think that you when you move a certain way.
He don't care about the rabbit.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying?
You move a certain way, bro.
Yeah,
you ain't
red up.
A lot of shit you don't have to post, you don't have to talk about. When I see you, I see you. You know what it is. Like, that's
you
it.
You know how Jim roll. That point.
Man, well, like we said, like Dave said, man, we gonna see. It's in May. I looked it up. Look how petty I am. I looked it up. I'm like, oh, let me set these dates. Might even set my alarm. That shit actually around my birthday, too.
You know what I'm saying? Freaky.
Let me set these dates.
What is I'm gonna be online looking for footage. You know, niggas love picking their phones up.
I mean, it's gonna be a nice little show. Freaky Zeke will be out there.
No, he won't.
He'll be out watching the show.
He won't be out there.
Doing little dances, making little smirks, telling little eyes gestures, doing little head signals.
This nigga done turning the TMZ over here.
I'm looking for the footage.
Fuck out of here. What's wrong with this nigga, man?
Listen, Dave, I have a podcast to do to talk shit on. So you damn right I set the dates, bro.
First of all, you did it.
I could have set the dates to go.
First of all,
you know you did it.
What you mean? I like Freddie.
You did it wrong. You said
innocent New York.
Said, looking for the shrooms. Looking for the weed. Looking for the ecstasy. I'm looking for all that. Yeah, we looking for that shit too.
What you talking about? Same thing you talking.
Same thing you talking.
Oh, Gossip Girl over here.
Relax. God damn it. Fuck y'all, man. I don't
Gossip Girl.
Fucking hate y'all niggas, man.
That's funny.
Old Betty White ass nigga. Rest in peace, Betty
That's
White.
That's all we need
hey,
to care.
Listen, yeah. Rest in peace to Betty White. Yeah, why is everybody so hurt?
No, about Betty White?
Right.
I have
Betty
no
White
clue.
Betty White was
hard. Huh?
Betty White was hard.
I understand girls, that.
Man, you know, she did other little shows and shit like that.
I know,
that.
I understand. I get it. I get it. But it was, y'all ain't know her.
Some people did. Well, people that grew people up with her, you know, just you like know, fans. You can't get mad at people that cry, no, just like people cried over Tupac, Biggie.
But at the same time,
you
know it's like,
why are you crying over Biggie?
But my thing is this,
it's
too.
It's Biggie.
Biggie was young. Like, this woman lived a full, long life. Like, she lived. Like, she lived, goddammit.
Yeah. Some people just don't be ready to go.
So it's just like, I just be looking at it like, I don't think anybody should be too. I mean, I get it. Be sad, grieve. You know what I mean? But you ain't know her, and you understand that woman lived a good, full life. Because most, 99 years?
But not
99 years. Who the fuck makes it to 99, man?
This goes for the sad to joy. Some people cry over joy. Mm. You know what I'm so,
yeah, right. I ain't never heard nobody being too sad. Niggas was just like,
I was reading. I'm just saying, there's a lot of niggas. Oh my God, Betty, no, how? Like,
what? Oh, they go.
wait, what?
Honestly, something. Like, but the media push it though. They'll push something. The longest, I think you stop sometimes.
Oh, I'm talking about, I seen people I know posting, like, I'm like, yo, you ain't no Betty, homie.
Yeah,
you ain't no
they
Betty.
They was hurt, bro. They watched the show.
I get it, I understand, but you can't be Betty. That hurt for a person to live as long as she did. Stop. I just be feeling like,
Betty.
You can't.
Betty! You golden!
You golden! You golden! You golden! I fucking hate you! Oh my God!
Stop!
Yeah, niggas is dragging that shit. Niggas is dragging that shit.
Recipes definitely.
Yeah.
She was funny. I fuck with.
Hope I didn't sound insensitive. Shit.
I think she was loaded.
It is what it is.
nigga get mad. Don't put on no golden girls. Betty.
I think she was
stupid
ass. She was the last one of them two.
The last one.
Oh shit, I didn't get to talk about the Weeknd album. Okay. Shut the fuck up, Moses. Trash. No, I'm not a pops. I don't like pop. That shit is too poppy. It got the 80s sound music. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's the 80s.
Disco type shit. You know what I mean? Yes. And then you got a couple of joints I really like when that nigga be singing.
That's what that music make you do? I'm definitely not listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He tell us that every time. It was like he's a little singer.
Right, that was nasty.
I did not move my shoulders like that.
Yeah, your shoulders did.
Like, I didn't move my shoulders.
I was trying
like
to. I got rhythm.
I was moving.
But I'm
my
trying to show you.
I got rhythm.
Yeah,
you ain't got
it
shit.
Was.
I was moving my elbows. I was moving my elbows, bro.
Gustin moves.
Anyway, listen.
It was like, you little dance.
The fuck was that?
Yo, fuck you, Moses. Fuck out of here, nigga.
It was funny, man. He was like, yo, you like it, though. You do like.
I do not like the album.
Yeah, because.
And I am the Weeknd fan.
You would have like, been like, no, you would have been like, yeah, he got stupid moves. You was like, got a little moves.
I don't like the album at all. He got maybe three joints on there I like. And that's terrible. I don't like the.
Is the three joints what? They like slow.
Yeah, kind of slow. One got a little tempo to it.
Okay.
But for them, the two, yeah, two of them was like slow. You know, that's, you know, that R&B shit.
Okay, and so the rest of them like pop?
Yeah, like, pop. He a pop star. I'm not mad at it. Get your money. It is what it is. You know what I mean? It's just that the fan that I am of The Weeknd, is that's not what I like.
See, that's another thing. Weeknd always been different. I think you just seen him as another aspect.
And he's been getting into this pop shit for the past.
Who is he signed with, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't fucking know. He's Canadian like Drake, so I don't know.
Everybody better when they all white, man.
And he's definitely
reason I say that, because when you're on a label, I don't know what he got to do. You know, he's like, he got a contract to give out them many albums.
That's what that so shit sounds like.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Ahead. So it's like, okay, you want me to give you the albums, okay, I'm gonna give you these, the pop. But if he on his own and have his own, what it's gonna sound like.
This is what it is. Dave just said it, nigga. The white. It's all about it. When he on that white. And that's what that shit sounds. That shit sounds like he's like that, you know what I'm saying? That 80s shit. That's what that shit sounds like, yo.
No, nigga. I was saying he was on that white before.
Yeah. No, I know that. Yeah. But I'm saying the album sounds like, yo, that's what he's still with that.
And, no, it sounds like he need to get back on it. He ain't on it no more.
Oh, that's what you say.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that album sounds like you want to do coke on that shit.
Oh yeah, that's is that what it make you want to do?
That does not make me want to do that. Okay. But
it sound like sound on like this that. One.
I'm yeah. definitely not listening to it.
Yeah, you're not gonna like it, Dave.
So, if it make you want to do, it make you want to do coke on it and move your shoulders like you did, I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? That's shut up, man.
Yeah, y'all, okay. You did better. Okay. Yeah. That was so good.
There
fuck
you go. Y'all. Oh, those are the coke shoulders. You hit him with the coke shoulders.
I think I'm naming the episode that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Coke shoulders.
Crazy coke shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
We can get back to that R&B shit that I like, which I probably won't get another album from for like another 2 years or some shit. So, whatever.
I think he always is going to give you something that you like, but not as much. I don't think in the album.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of having to just pick and choose what I like out of the album and then not listening to the rest of it. I don't like that shit. Give me a great, complete body of work what I know you are capable of. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is annoying.
It all depends on who the artist is.
I'm done. I'm tired of making playlists.
Yeah, but it all depends on who the artist is.
Shit.
Like, I ain't trying to be funny. Her. Like, I can always rely on list the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Some rappers just like, you know. I don't know, because most of the rappers ain't trying to be funny. I'll be skipping over their stuff, but most of them you can listen to everything. But Luda. I think you listen to his junk all the way through.
He ain't coming out with nothing. No time soon.
I mean, ain't trying to be funny.
Talking about today's niggas, though.
Who? Like, nobody ain't trying to. Who's doing
shit, I hate to say it. Shit, Freddie Gibbs a dude. He give you a whole album, and that shit ride through.
Oh, Griselda. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I skip shit out of West Side shit.
The Locks. That's what I'm saying. That's good body of work.
Hey, I would ask Moses, but he don't got social media. But you probably would do it, though, because you that type of nigga. You would you do the 10-year challenge that they got going on social media?
What's the 10-year challenge?
The 10-year challenge is when they're taking a photo of, they have a photo from 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and then beside it, they put a photo of themselves today. Mm-hmm. Basically, how long they have grown.
Ain't no fucking challenge, man. They just posting side-by-side pictures from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, they call it the 10-year challenge, nigga.
Yeah, I know. It's
just stupid.
Yeah, it's,
but Moses would do that shit.
Yeah, I just can't wait. Well, you shaking your shoulders, you make me so excited about
it. Shit is wild, man. Some of y'all look good, and a lot of y'all
what?
Like, yo,
Yo, so yo, snacks, y'all gotta chill out. Y'all gotta relax. Like, yo, calm down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, the drugs, yo, leave it alone. Like, we can see. Like, chill. Like, that's what I'm saying, man.
I can't get into them. I ain't trying to be fun. I can't get into social media challenges.
You don't have social media to do that, nigga.
I do.
Fucking Black Planet.
Like,
it's Tinder
not
don't
even,
count.
It's not
bro.
Even a real thing.
Tinder does not count.
Tinder's not even a real thing.
If you didn't do the 10-year challenge, I thought you would have did it. At least put it in your story, something on your Instagram. Nah,
I don't really take pictures like that, so I can't even find those pictures 10 years ago. I keep it 100 with you. Not unless I go on Facebook or something.
Pictures like that, I swear
I don't take pictures.
I don't take pictures like that neither. But I found a picture. I'm not posting it.
It's probably one on Facebook.
But, that's where I found mine at on Facebook.
We got people that know us and took pictures, got 100 pictures of us. Like,
No, they don't.
Crazy.
Not at me.
family, not though. Yeah. Random.
You're right. You're right.
Talking about random.
I had the Gucci belly 10 years ago, nigga. So,
yeah.
And I eat better now, so I lost weight. And I'm cool. Like, I don't need to do none of that shit.
That's good. That's showing growth right there.
No, that's a fact. Yeah, I'm proud of me. New year, new me.
Yeah.
I mean, you sound like a bitch, nigga.
Yo, Dave, re-fucking lax, nigga. I'm sick of that shit, nigga. You gonna stop calling me bitches around here, nigga. I'm sick of you.
New year, new me. Shut the fuck up, nigga. You was who you was when you got here, nigga.
He had the Gucci stomach. Yeah, he put his hand on his belly all the time.
Oh yeah, some of you bitches, I know about some of y'all out here going to go get that, you know, that surgery to get that weight off of you.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not. That's no, right. You're right, Dave. You are
you
right.
You sound like a hater.
No, I'm only hating because then they'll sit here and act like they did the hard work, the exercise, to lose the weight.
If a check come with that.
You said what?
I said, if a check come with that fraud and shit, then take it, goddammit.
It's crazy. I know.
And then you still gotta work out to maintain that also. So. Oh, man. You know what I mean?
Let's hope they do that.
Shout out to the women getting their bodies done.
Nah, man. I ain't mad at it. Just don't be fronting. You ain't got front. You know what I mean? You got cut up a little bit. That's cool.
They gonna see
nothing wrong with that.
They gonna see it.
You got cut up a little bit. Yeah, but don't be lying, acting like, yo, I'm in the gym.
We gonna see it.
Man, they might be in the gym now, so you gotta maintain it. You can't eat the same and get the surgery, right?
Yeah. See how it goes, man.
He's a hater, man. I think he's hating on the women, man.
I love the women.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out to my BBL goddesses, man.
I love the women. I hate when they fronting. And when they lying.
Everybody front. Everybody lies.
Bro. Yeah, just like the dudes out here.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
The fake muscles.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Hold up. What, Moses?
The dudes out here getting the fake muscles, the implants, you know, front.
They getting implant muscles?
Yeah.
You can do that? You can damn near do anything. Now. Yeah. Shit's fucking 2022.
Change your face up.
Why the fuck would you implant muscles?
You ain't got to work out. I'm sick of
this
shit.
Yeah, they got calf implants and shit. Make you taller and shit.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick moves.
Why the fuck I don't see none of this type of shit? Where the fuck y'all be at?
Mm-hmm. I see it all the time.
That's crazy.
What's somebody like that?
Implanted muscles.
They got their junk like lifted up so they can be a little taller. So.
Yeah. Be a couple inches, like 3 inches or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This just all boils down to you motherfuckers are just too insecure.
Wow, yeah,
I want to be taller. Nigga, you're fine. Like, you good, bro. It's all right, man. It's all right.
I mean, you not 4'11", though. You might think it's something different if you 4'11", dog. Look at you. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm cool.
You Oompa Loompa, you be like, eh? Calf implants? I could use another 6 inches. And hey, you think you the tallest nigga alive.
You're fine, man. You don't got to do this. Yeah, fuck what they talking about.
I'm saying.
You're fine.
You don't know how you going to feel. You 6'2", 6'3", how tall are you?
6'2".
You 6'2". A nigga 4'5", he ain't going to give a fuck what you talking about.
You want to get lifted up a little bit.
Come on, I get it.
God damn. Man, no, y'all just got to stop being insecure, man. Fuck that. Yeah, love man. You. Be man, you, man. You fuck
yeah,
that, man.
You're right. But, really? You know, some people just want to do what they
maybe
want.
Maybe that's what make them happy.
I was just going to say, maybe that's what's going to help them love them.
They want to spend their money on it. Can't shame them because they want to spend their money on it.
On some stilts.
On some muscles.
Some stilts.
And if it go out, you know, stilts. It just goes out.
Some stilts add to their knees and shit. We
man,
good.
Man.
Nah, man.
Yeah, sure working, you, yeah, I've been working out.
So you want to get the so gut
lift up most everything
move to
pump.
Her butt.
Lift up the waist and everything pop.
I don't be mad at the gut moving to the butt. I ain't even going to lie. Let's see. I'm not mad at that.
As long as it's done right.
That'd be the problem too, though. Yeah. That'd be the problem too.
Worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going the cheap route. How about that? Right. Can't go the cheap route. Mm-hmm. What the fuck I got? Oh, that's what I want to ask you. Do y'all have any New Year's resolutions?
No.
At all?
Tell you what it ain't. New Year's, new me.
You want to be better than last year, Dave.
That's right. That's right.
The fuck is you talking about?
You're absolutely correct.
No, I'm not. My mind is a lie less.
Okay.
Can't lie less?
Yeah, lie less, man. I got tired of lying.
Why are you lying so much?
I don't know. I be thinking I don't want nobody to know me like that. I be just.
You don't have to lie then to just tell them to mind their business. You can do that too.
But they don't do that, Dave.
Man, listen.
They don't do that at all.
I mean, you gotta tell. You can tell them mind your business. That's it.
They don't do that, Dave.
Man, that don't mean you gotta lie though. It's because they don't mind their business with me. You gotta lie.
I lie so you stay up, like, out of my business, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I ain't mad at that.
You know what I mean? Amen. Tell you what I want you to know. Fuck what you ask me.
Shit.
So you ain't got no resolution, Dave?
No, to be better than I was last year. Yes. You know what I mean? Keep it pushing. And you know. Keep it pushing, man.
I ain't mad at
you. I'm trying to live a little bit more this year. How about that?
Taking some trips?
Maybe.
Dope.
There you go.
Dope. Dope. Mm-hmm. Thinking about going to Puerto Rico for my birthday.
That's nice.
Thinking about it.
Puerto Rico.
Oh.
You're Puerto Rico.
Hoes.
You're Puerto Rico.
Hoes. There we go.
Very, very.
I don't want to be a.
I don't want to. let me get that shit out before you even try, nigga. Yeah, fuck you, nigga.
That's what it comes down to.
Oh shit, this nigga's stupid.
Nigga, look in the mirror. I want to be a hoe.
Right.
I think I'm taking my daughter to Disney
and
World.
And I just day. Want to be free.
Where?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take my daughter to Disney.
Oh, yeah. She's
oh, yeah,
love
man.
Yeah.
You got to. I heard it's popping out.
That's nice.
I don't know if I want to take my son. He's 13.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You got there's a lot of stuff to do.
You have to go with somebody else, and you got to go to the rides. Do he like rides?
Yeah.
You got to go to the, you know what I mean? Go to Universal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Take him, leave baby girl with Mom Dukes or
yeah,
something like
my
that.
My mom's, was, we always talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You take him to like the Batman rides and shit right, like that. Right. He gonna fuck with that.
Go down there for like 5 days or some shit. Mm-hmm. So he get the whole experience.
Just don't go in the summer where you sweating the fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So I should have just went ahead and went right now, but I can't afford that. I'm broke.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, fall maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be doing different things with these kids and shit.
That's
miss that woman. God damn it. Shit. Fuck we got on this list, man. God damn, I'm about ready to get the fuck out of here. Oh shit. What's up, man? You trying to talk about that show you? I just finally started watching this shit.
No,
Netflix.
I'm tired of talking about psycho people.
This motherfucker is crazy, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about this shit.
Yeah.
What's it about? First season, what y'all talking about? Talk to me.
First season, dude he works at a bookstore.
All right. White dude.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Damn. Psychopath, bro.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Sounds about right.
Lady walks in. Nice looking lady. Makes you know they interchange. And they interact with each other for a little bit. Whatever, cool. He ends up wanting to, like, be with her. He started stalking the bitch.
Mm.
Going to a crib, looking at her through a window.
Before he hit? This is before?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he's psycho.
Before he ain't even get the number yet.
Mm. You got close.
Yeah, like he watching her have sex with dudes and shit like that. Oh, he's psycho. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You watching this shit, my nigga? Mm-hmm. It's some weird ass shit. But CJ, listen, hey, shout out to CJ. That's my nigga, engineer. Love him. He put me onto this show. He's a fucking psychopath. And I told him that. I said, bro, why do you like this shit? Talking about the show is great. No, the fuck is not. No, the fuck is not. So this dude else? Is crazy.
So what else?
So then next thing you know, what the fuck was this dude doing? He ended up kidnapping the girl boyfriend. Some shit was a dude she dealing with. Kidnapped this dude, fucked around, killed him. Then he
kidnapped the dude, took his identity.
That's second season, though. We talking about first season.
I thought it was the first season.
Yeah. I'm in the second season now.
So this nigga pretty much killing whoever come near her.
Got rid of one of her friends. He hated her friends and shit. Like I'm talking about he was stalking her to the point that she would be out with her friends at a bar or something. He's over here in the cut watching, listening to everything they talking about.
Oh yeah, he's psycho.
Like he was doing all that kind of shit, bro.
Oh man.
He knew how to move too. He knew how to move though.
Nah, he was different.
What is his profession?
He was working at the bookstore. The bookstore in New York.
Reason why he in the bookstore because he used to work for this dude in the bookstore. He was like that. Mm-hmm. He used to lock him up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he kind of like trained him to be almost like that, I think.
If you want to sum it up like that.
That's what started it.
Well, anyway, then he ended up getting with the girl. They like each other. Then she happened to cheat on him, of course. And shit like that goes on. And he still loves her. He can get through it. But she ended up finding... He kept a secret, like a box full of things. Like, he ended up taking her phone. Mm. You know what I mean? So anytime when she got a new phone, bro, anytime she get a text message or some shit, he can see it. Because he has her phone and shit. So he's seeing everything, every conversation she's doing with her friends, any dude or whatever she's interacting with, all that shit. Fucking psychopath. She happens to find the box where he kept all his little secretive things or whatever. It had her phone in it. It had some shit, something about his ex-girlfriend, like a necklace or some shit, where it looked like he might have killed her. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she found all that, and he found out that she found all that. So then he ended up locking her up in the basement or whatever.
Like he was.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but he was on some shit like, listen, we can get through this. I'll tell you everything. I love you. I want to be with you and this and that. And she fucked around and tricked him. He was like, okay. So he let her out and she stabbed him and then ran up and tried to leave, but she couldn't get out. He had all that shit locked up. Mm-hmm. And when she locked him into the little container thing, he ended up getting out because he had a secret key in there that nobody knew about. Mm-hmm. So he ended up fucking killing her. What kind of shit is that, man? Season one. He kills her, and you love her.
So season two, he get another interest or something.
I'm in season two. I can't really speak on it too much.
He had another girl before that, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he do.
Yeah, he had another girl before that.
This dude a psycho, man. Well, CJ, you weird nigga.
Nigga, you like it, nigga.
I don't like that shit. Yeah, I'm only watching it just because I ain't got shit to do. I done ran out of all the shows I be watching.
Nah, but I'm saying you will see the girl, what the girl I'm talking about. That's what's going to make it interesting. That's what really started the first time. This is why he had to move there. If you was because
she came back. His ex-girlfriend popped up and came back. So he ended up leaving New York to go to L.A. So season two is in L.A. now. And then now she's looking for him.
Because he did his ass girl. She supposed to have been killed, honestly. You know what I'm saying? But she made it.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. I don't do shit.
He ain't seen nothing, you know.
That's crazy.
I guess I'll watch some of this shit tonight, I guess.
People be careful out there. I'm sure there's some real people out there.
What I'm talking about, man? This motherfucker was stalking her, everything. Like, this shit was wild, yo.
Then we'll do it. Leave her alone.
This nigga crazy, man.
Niggas are yelling in the movie theater at the TV right now. Leave her alone, buddy.
I can't see me yelling at the TV. Yeah,
why? Leave her alone.
That's not what I'll be doing.
You murderer.
You fucking stalker.
I don't do that.
You psychopath.
I really be looking at the TV screen weird as fuck. Like, yo, what the fuck is this dude doing? Like, is he serious? Like, that shit.
Wow. Yeah, sex where he killed a friend.
CJY.
Oh, man. All right, let's go ahead and get into this Fayetteville news. So this just happened. Like,
keep watching.
Shut up, man.
Don't turn it off.
This dude, shut the fuck up, man. Let me get this off, yeah, because this is serious. This is real shit.
Okay, go ahead.
Fayetteville man by the name of Jason Walker from the East Side. Shout out to the East Side Fayetteville. Affiliated with Creek for Kids, our people. Happened to be shot and killed by an off-duty sheriff. The Fayetteville police have said that the guy has jumped on to the car, the truck that the off-duty police officer was driving, and he jumped onto the car. He claims that he was feared for his life, and he shot him.
Mm.
But if he got hit by a car, why you had to shoot him?
He got hit by a car, or they jumped
They said he jumped on the car. That's what they're saying. But I've talking to a few people, and they're saying this sounds weird. Mm. And he got shot in the back, like, four times. That's what I'm hearing in the streets.
Mm.
Sounds a little fishy to me. I don't like the way it look. Fayetteville Police Department, y'all need to get y'all shit together. They turned it over to the State Bureau of Investigation. So hopefully they get the proper justice on this situation, because it sounds fucked up to me. I don't understand why the man even had to be shot if he was hit by a truck. I don't think he can move after that. Ongoing traffic.
Well, we don't know the story. They say he jumped on the truck. Did he jump on the truck?
That's what the Fayetteville Police Department is saying.
Okay.
That's the story in the news.
Mm.
But the family is like, okay, but if that was the case, then why do you have to be shot?
And then the back.
And it's on Bingham Drive. Bingham Drive, that's busy. Like
Bingham. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's busy. That's like a 4-lane kind of highway. Like,
so he was walking. He didn't have a car?
Right. Yeah. They say he ran out into ongoing traffic and jumped on the truck. That don't make no fucking sense to me.
Mm. Huh? You know, there's
and then you shoot him?
There's more to that story. It could have been, you know, he could have been crossing the street. They had a little spat. Mm-hmm. Had some words. Something could have happened. But either way, you can't. You saying you fear for your life and you shoot somebody in the back? That doesn't make sense, period.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make sense at all.
Honestly, like, thank you.
You can't be too much of a threat if you're shooting him in the back. Obviously, he was.
From what I hear, they say he shot him four times.
Right, and he was fleeing. Obviously, he was fleeing if you're shooting him in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope they get justice and we'll figure out what the hell is going on, because that definitely sounds fishy.
And now you say that, Dave. Let's get into the law. When somebody breaks into your home, and if they're fleeing and you shoot them in the back, you get charged for that shit, and they're in your home.
Except for you, if you police, unfortunately. Oh man!
I hope the family gets justice on this situation. Sounds fucked up. Sounds fishy. I don't like it. And damn. Rest in peace, man.
It's crazy.
Shit is crazy, man. I don't have anything on my list anymore, guys. You guys got anything you want to talk about? Get off your chest. How's your mental health? Y'all all right? New year, new me.
Mm. Yeah, it's good. Everything good.
Good? You're
good? Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Rest in peace to my grandmother, Grace. You know what I mean? She passed.
Rest in peace. Granny.
Wait, a couple weeks ago.
Sweet woman.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We gonna miss her.
Definitely. Good food.
Right. Absolutely.
I remember when I was up there. Rest in peace for sure.
Right.
Damn.
Rest in peace, Great Black.
Rest in peace. How you holding up about this your grandma though, Dave? You good, bro? Everything
all right? Yeah, I'm cool.
Cool.
Cool. It probably ain't hit me. It hit me when I get up there for the funeral, but
right.
I'm sure. But I'm good right now, though.
Tell the family, like, say hello, man.
Absolutely.
All right, man. We can get the fuck.
Tell the family my love too, man.
No doubt.
We can get the fuck out of here. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC, Instagram, Dirty Water underscore podcast, Facebook at Dirty Water Podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. Hit Moses up on the Dirty Water page.
There you go. And we gonna get the fuck out of here. We appreciate everybody that's listening to us. We're back every week. Fuck with us. We get ready to get the cameras set up. Everything. We turn this shit up.
Cameras.
New year, new me. I'm gonna keep saying it because
like
I ain't
camera
shit.
Camera action. Shut
new
up.
Me.
Shut
new
up,
me.
You heard? You heard? 2-6 and
Moses.
Word.